one here, the rowdy's one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdy's one here, the rowdy's one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdy's, the rowdy's, the rowdy's are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Mongiovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors. The Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti back here in beautiful Rochester, New York. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're going to announce the remaining members of the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame class of 2012 this evening. They will join Nelson Capello, who we announced last Monday evening. Former Lancers writer Michael Lewis will be joining us to help reveal those names. And Michael will also talk about the U.S. World Cup qualifying match against Guatemala in Kansas City. Michael is there in Kansas City covering the match, so we'll get the latest information on what's going on with that critical match tomorrow. Dakar will also be talking to us about CONCACAF World qualifying. There was a lot of controversy on the Canada-Cuba match, including three Cuban players defecting. I wonder who had the over-under on that one. But FIFA supposedly is getting involved, so we're going to get the latest on that from Dick. And finally, we'll be joined by the new coach of the MISL Rochester Lancers, Jim Hesch, will join us. And now here's our host, Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Redcard Sirianni and future Hall of Famer Sam Mongiovi.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. And if you can hear us very well, please tune us in 92.1 FM for your best reception, or find us on soccerkickinthegrass.com.
And you can get that on your computer or on your mobile device. They have a nice mobile version where you can go in. That's how my wife listens to the show on her iPhone. So.
The AM station gets, according to regulation, their power gets turned on, so the FM station is the best way to listen to us.
If you're in the city.
If you're in the city. Oh. So anyway.
Before we start, Joe, we got to mention that we did put out a tweet and Facebook information that Tony Meola was supposed to be our special guest tonight. Unfortunately, there was a scheduling mix-up. Tony is actually in Kansas City doing a surprise goalkeeper clinic. He's going to be the surprise guest. Of course, he played for the Kansas City Wizards and won the MLS Cup with them in 2000. I was at that match. But Tony will be with us in a few weeks when he has interview time available on Monday. So again, we apologize for that. But be sure, of course, stay tuned for the show tonight. We got a lot to talk about.
And of course, Andrew, we're glad to have you back last week. You enjoyed the California weather, and now you're enjoying the Rochester weather. Snow is on the way.
Not yet. It's going to be warm this week.
It's almost there. It was cold. We had to put the coat on. But soccer, it's still alive in Rochester. It's playing all the field in high schools. And pretty soon we're going to have the indoor team. So soccer's here.
Certainly a lot to talk about. And of course, Friday night, Sam, I know you. Unfortunately, you weren't able to see the match, but you read about it. And, Joe, I don't know if you got a chance to see it. I watched it all, the U.S. against Antigua or Antigua Barracuda, plus a couple of players from England. It was an expected match, I think. I think people were looking for a beautiful match, not on that pitch. The Rhinos have played on that pitch. We've seen it on USL Live. It is a cricket ground. It's not a soccer field. The field was about as wide as Frontier Field was when the Rhinos played there, and it was not conducive to beautiful soccer. It was long ball game, through ball game, and the U.S. managed, thanks to the return of fast Eddie Johnson.
Yeah, I'm glad for him at the very least, because it's another forward we have that has scored some recent goals for the national team, gaining some confidence. So, I mean, when you get a hot scorer, you know, you keep going to them and you can, you know, put the goals away, because it's not easy at the international level. And just look at Jozy Altidore scoring a lot of goals for his club team. When it comes to the international scene, you know, he's struggling. You know, it might be due to the formation, how the coaches are playing them differently, you know, but still, Eddie Johnson went through the same thing. He was struggling before, and now he comes back, scores two.
And what a time to get at those goals. I said the 20th minute and the 90th minute, and with the U.S. riddled with injuries, I mean, they really miss Landon Donovan out there. He's the leader, and he's not going to be available. Obviously, tomorrow he's injured.
Fabian Johnson's still out with the flu.
Fabian Johnson's out.
And Jermaine Jones
won't play because of a second yellow card. I knew he was going to get a yellow card, too, and it was a stupid yellow card because he reached his hand up and contacted the ball. It was a terrible mistake, and they're going to miss
him. It could have cost because, you know, when he did that, they were close to the goal. And, you know, the free kick was direct.
But what it is with CONCACAF, though, guys, and I think we all know this, for people who are not familiar with CONCACAF and the playing in Central America or in the Caribbean, it is extremely difficult to win in those places. You're playing in stadiums that are very old. The fans are very close to the field. You don't know what kind of objects are going to be throwing those international objects onto the pitch. Some of them might be liquid. Some of them might be solid.
And now, tomorrow we're playing at the beautiful new KC, Live Strong Stadium. But I'm very nervous about the game tomorrow because the U.S. only needs to tie the game to advance. And I know the players and the coach, Klinsmann, said today that they're going to go for the win. You know, you can't say you're going to go for the tie. But still, you know, when you know you only have to tie to go through, that makes me a little bit nervous because I think the players have that in their mind. And, you know, I think they can work against you, especially if Guatemala comes out strong because, you know, Guatemala, we've seen before, can play well. And they always have a few.
I think
really
playing
good
at home, though, the U.S. dominated Guatemala at home, which is very difficult. Guatemala got a late goal to tie that match, and if they can contain Carlos Ruiz, they're going to win the game because Carlos Ruiz is the guy. I mean, he's a proven scorer. He's the all-time leading scorer for Guatemala. He's a former MLS MVP. We're very familiar with him, and he scored an unbelievable goal to give Guatemala the win over Jamaica, and truly an undeserved win by Guatemala, in my opinion. Jamaica dominated the second half of that match. There was basically Guatemala had one chance, and it was on a corner kick. And Ruiz was around, had four Jamaican defenders. They're huge. The Jamaicans are very tall, very athletic. Somehow Ruiz got his head to the ball and put it in the back of the net. I don't know how he did it, but he gave Guatemala that win. So the U.S., I think they're going to try to win that match. They're going to go all out to win and win that group. They don't want to tie with Guatemala or anything like that. They want to go strong into the hexagonal. And I think, honestly, I think the U.S. would much rather face Jamaica than Guatemala, because I think Jamaica not only has the capability of beating other teams in the final six, I think the U.S. will not lose to Jamaica again down in Kingston. I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm just reading this off a blog on the internet just real quick. If the U.S. Finishes tied with Guatemala top group A with 11 points, then both countries qualify for the final round. So I know Jamaica must be a little nervous too, because they're rooting for a winner.
I think that you're going to see a winner, and I think the U.S. is going to come out and they're going to win with a confidence. They're going to come through. Jamaica would basically, if the U.S. wins by a goal, Jamaica would have to win by two goals to go through. But they're playing Antigua in the office, and I think Jamaica is going to win that match very easily. I think they're going to win 2-3, 4-0, and then it'll be up to the U.S. to win. We'll see what happens. It's going to be, Joe, it's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing it tomorrow night.
You know, those games that I watch, I watch a little bit of the Jamaica game. You know, those guys are really good. They're tall. They like the aerial game, and they run like Godzilla. I mean, they kick the ball and run.
They were running past the Guatemalan defenders like they were standing still. Exactly. They're a very dangerous team, and like I said, they deserve at least a point out of that match. But
I think Guatemala's got you know, they're playing the game in a different way. They're playing the ground game. They, you know, they control the ball very well. So it's going to be the United States, you know, it's going to have their hands full, I think. And just like your guy said, they better approach the game with the right attitude.
They need to score first, I think. If they score first, I think the U.S. will win comfortably. If Guatemala somehow gets the first goal, they're going to pack in, and they're going to try to win the game in, you know, in the United States, because they will have nothing more than to knock the United States out of the World Cup.
Yeah. Right.
So we're going to talk more about that with Dick Howard in just a moment. He will be up next with the International Report here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2012 WPSL Elite Champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all of their fans at Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to an unprecedented third straight women's soccer title this year. Be sure to visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com during the offseason for the latest news on the team and information about season tickets for 2013. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain, you need care. Call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer. The Lancers play their first home match Saturday, November 10th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Chicago Soul at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting RochesterLancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Golden season tickets, every home match, every season for life, are just $500, which includes parking. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, call 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. But better yet, visit Tony and Michelle at Top Notch and get all your Rochester Lancers gear. Season starts in just a few weeks. Be ready for that season opener on the 10th, or the home opener on the 10th against Chicago, with all the best Rochester Lancers wear and scarves and whatever else from Top Notch Monogramming. Dick, how you doing tonight? What a weekend of soccer.
It's been great, isn't it? I think there's going to be a few people crying out sick tomorrow afternoon as well.
I don't know about tomorrow afternoon. I'm more excited actually about tomorrow night, because CONCACAF World Cup qualifying has just been incredible. The matches have had so much intensity. There's been some controversy. There's been some great play. There's been some not so great play. There's been some pitches that have needed to be a little bit better conditioned, but there was certainly a lot of controversy and a lot of news coming out of the match in Canada on Friday with Cuba, and it's made the top of the soccer news about Sepp Blatter and the situation with the three Cuban players who defected before the match and left the Cubans with just 11 players, and then two players got sent off in that match, and certainly Canada not want to have Oliver Osien sent off. They will certainly would have needed him down in Honduras. But tell us about what happened on Friday, though, with this whole Cuban situation.
Well, a lot of drama, wasn't there? I was working for Sportsnet here in Toronto, and we had a sideline reporter, and when he checked in with us, he said, "You're not going to believe this, but the Cubans have only got 11 players. They've got no subs." And we thought, no, he's got it wrong. But that, in fact, was the case. They arrived in Canada with 15 players. One player got sick the night before the game, put it down to 14, and then three players absconded. And unfortunately, it's been a trend, as you and Joe well know, that when Cuban teams are playing in North America, in the States or Canada, there's always two or three players that leave the team during the tournament. And fortunately, it was just before the game against Canada. It didn't have any impact on their position because they'd lost every game, but it probably made it a little bit easier for the home team.
Right. I think you said it was unfortunate. And I guess it depends from whose point of view you're speaking, because I think it's very fortunate for the players, well, because now they're free and away from tyranny and a dictatorship down in Cuba.
Maybe the Rhinos will sign one of the players. Like,
hey,
we
maybe.
Signed Ray Martinez.
Maybe Toronto FC will sign a couple.
Well, Martinez, Ray Martinez is an example of that.
Oh, absolutely.
He was a defector from
case,
Cuba,
yes,
and playing with the Rochester Rhinos. So
most
yeah,
of the players that left the team, I think there was one regular, the other two were not, they were sort of substitute players. So they did still have a reasonably strong team, but of course it wasn't enough to prevent the Canadians from getting three goals and total domination with the game. And as you mentioned, two players sent off. Unfortunately, one of them was a Canadian striker Olivier Osien, who's been doing so well in Germany this season for Eintracht Frankfurt, and he will be missed in that game that Canada play tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in San Pedro Sula.
Oh, so it's going to be an early match. I bet you that will be...
They have to start at the same time.
So,
you know, the Panama game against Cuba has to start at the same time because of the way things are with wins and losses and so on.
That's true. So I know that Coach Hart of Canada, he's really pumping up the Canadian team and say they're down here to get a result in Honduras, and they only need a tie against Honduras to qualify for the final six.
But it will be a very tough game. The Canadian team has to raise their game. Lars Hirschfeld, it will be no probability be between the post, has to play, you know, the game of his life, and they've just got to play with a lot of discipline, especially defending, because you can well imagine that the Hondurans, the Catrachos, will be going right from the opening kickoff at the Canadian team. Key thing will be if they can survive that opening 15 minutes, because the longer the game goes on and you're doing that against teams in Central America, the more the crowd sort of start to turn a little bit against the home team.
Dick, from the FIBA's point of view, I mean, and Mr. Blatter said that he's gonna go to the defense of the league of Cuba for these people, or, you know, jumping ship, so to speak. What is the the policies of FIFA pertaining to people who seek asylum in another country?
Well, it's a difficult situation because you're then getting into the political aspects. It's obviously not good for the game when you have this happening. And unfortunately, Cuba, over the years, you know, I've been involved with CONCACAF at Gold Cup tournaments, Olympic qualifying tournaments, and there's always two or three players that leave the team. Now, this is in spite of having, you know, often two, three, four security people just checking on and making sure that the players are controlled in that environment. But it's certainly not an ideal situation. It's a little bit unique in a sense of, you know, Cuba. And obviously, because now the FIFA president wants to check into this situation, it's going to go a little bit further. And hopefully it will not affect the Cuban Federation negatively, because over the years, they've produced some fine athletes. You look at an Eddie Sobrango, who you've seen play for Montreal, and he's still playing. You know, there's been some excellent Cuban players that have come to play in North America. It's just unfortunate that the political situation is such.
Well, I heard Sub Blatter is going to ask the Cuban Federation to let the players defect after the game and not before the game in the future.
Yeah, it's in previous cases, sometimes it's before a game. More often than not, because the players sort of have a little bit of a conscience with regards to their teammates, it's at the end of the tournament. Male and female.
It might be easier for them to leave, though. They have to do it at night, obviously, and it often happens in the middle of the night. They have people either in the United States, or if they play here, or in Canada, who will help them to get out of the hotel, sneak out, and get their freedom.
That'll be the compromise.
If they've got, you know, family in Cuba, it's a very difficult situation. I just hope it can be resolved in a positive way, because as I mentioned, there are some talented Cuban players that are playing not only in soccer, but you see that in baseball, of course.
Oh, unbelievable, yeah. I would think that the relationship between Canada and Cuba are better than the United States and Cuba.
A lot of Canadians go down to Cuba for holidays.
I know, including my relatives.
It's a delightful country. You know, I've been to Cuba several times with national teams and on holiday, and I find the Cuban people very friendly, hospitable, and they also make some good rum as well down there.
Andrew, why do the Cuban players defect? Why don't they just sign for an MLS team to come to America?
They can't. They're not allowed out of the country. They want to come to America, and even the coach himself said the players want to come and live the American dream. They want to get away from tyranny and a dictatorship down there, a brutal country who has been that way over 50 years, and come to where they're free. And that's why people from Cuba swim 90 miles through shark-infested waters to Miami.
It's unfortunate.
It is, but...
Anyway, mind about that. What about... Jeez, I was watching, and we were bringing into the studio the game from Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in Antigua, St. John's Antigua, and I could not believe it. I thought it was a misprint in the corner where they said it was 1-1, and then that late goal, and Jurgen Klinsmann team just leave with a fortuitous win against one of the Minnows. That was a bit of a shocker, I'm sure.
It was a survive-at-all-costs match. I mean, the field itself was unplayable on the ground. You had to play the ball in the air, and the width of the field was probably 65 yards at the most, which takes away from the game. I mean, that's the way the Rhinos used to play at Frontier Field. You can't play the beautiful game when you're so compacted. The U.S. tried to do that until about the 80th minute. Then they brought Alan Gordon into the game, the one pure target striker they had, of course, guy who played here in Rochester when he played for the Portland Timbers,
right?
And now he ended up setting up the winning goal. So I mean, yeah. it was a good move by Klinsmann to do that. But I think with the U.S. they needed to get out of there with a result, and it just goes to show you, no matter what team in CONCACAF you're playing, if you're playing them at home, it is going to be a hard match. It is very, very difficult to win on the road in CONCACAF, no matter who you are.
Yeah, we're seeing that. And also in Europe, there were several tight games. I'm sure that Joe was watching a game involving Armenia and the Azzurri. And
There was another disaster.
They won. Now that's all that matters.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the bottom line. But it's great because in the past you've seen these cricket scores. You know, I fully expected the Netherlands to get, you know, at least double figures against Andorra, and they come out, you know, just losing 3-0. And I think it's good because there's some people say, oh, we should have a situation where there's a tier two for World Cup and a tier two World Cup. But I just think back to the English FA Cup where you've got amateur teams that, if they play well enough, can end up playing against the big boys in the third round of the FA Cup. And I think the same way with regards to qualification for the World Cup itself, that all these tiny countries have go through a qualifying round, but they do have that chance. And Antigua Barbuda, their football now, soccer, has received tremendous publicity and will help the development of the game in that part of the Caribbean.
And having the Barracuda, I think, was a big part of that. I mean,
exactly.
Those guys, the Rhinos fans, I'm sure, knew a lot of the players who were playing for the Antigua team.
Exactly.
But I think FIFA will draw the line, though, if the Vatican tries to get a team in there into World Cup qualifying.
Well, you never know. Joe, I'm sure, would offer his services there if you need a trainer.
Yeah. I think that's a joke, right?
I think so.
That's Andrew's sense of humor there.
I could see the 11 player run around with a skirt on.
I don't know. I remember Pope John Paul II was an avid footballer.
He was very good goalkeeper, apparently, Pope John Paul.
But I have good authority
when he was playing in Poland.
Yeah, right. he was an excellent player and always loved the game. But Dick, I know that we mentioned Honduras. Basically, Canada has to get a win or a draw against Honduras to go through. Otherwise, Honduras will go through unless there's an absolute miracle in Cuba and the Cubans beat Panama, which I don't think will happen.
No, I don't think that will happen.
But the U.S.-Guatemala, we were saying, you know, I don't think there's going to be any collusion. You know, if the two teams tie, they both go through. But I think the U.S. wants to win that group, and they're going to go out and play, which means Jamaica certainly has a chance to get into the final six if they can get a big result at home against Antigua.
Yeah, I think that could well be the way it will go. With the U.S. need a good, convincing victory. And Jamaica, of course, against Antigua Barbuda, even though I think it was a scoreless game in the game in St. John's, Antigua, but I think in the office in the National Stadium in Kingston, Jamaica will have no problem in beating Antigua Barbuda. So USA, Jamaica, Canada, Panama, right? And
I hope
Costa Rica, and Mexico.
Yeah, I think Costa Rica, the other group, Mexico's already in, and Costa Rica has to beat Guyana, or if they lose, that El Salvador has to beat Mexico in Mexico, and that's not going to happen. El Salvador had their chance, and they lost at home to Costa Rica. If they'd won, they would have already qualified. So, but before we let you go, Dick, we just want to get a quick comment on you about the suspension and fine that Christine Sinclair received today regarding the comments she made after the Olympic semifinal loss to the United States.
Yeah, she did a conference call today, Christine, to all the media and sort of admitted that, you know, she shouldn't have what she did, but she's accepted the punishment, the fine, as well as the suspension. And it was very gracious with regards to it. I don't know, the CSA is saying that maybe they'll look at the documents and as a result of that, maybe make an appeal, but Christine herself said she'd accepted it, and that was it. And now to get on with it, because she will miss probably a tournament in China, maybe a tournament in Europe next year to constitute the four games, and then she just wants to focus on 2015, of course, when the world of women's football, women's soccer come to Canada.
Hopefully she'll be concentrating on a new professional league in the United States. That's where we're all hoping it's going to happen.
Well, you know, she's a player that you want to sign when you've got one of the top players in the world, and I'm sure that there'll be several teams in the U.S. that will want to employ her and use her services.
Well, love
I'm
to
surprised
have her.
That she hasn't gone abroad so far, you know, with her talent, so you think that European team will welcome her.
Yeah, she should, you know, look at all her options, and certainly the league in England is improving all the time. There's strong leagues in Scandinavia, of course, in Germany, in France, I seem to that Christine, if she had a druthers, would rather play in North America. She'd obviously rather play in Canada for a Canadian team. But if that's not the case, then there'll be teams that I'm sure would offer her a good contract. And you've already seen her. You know her potential with playing at Salem Stadium in the league. So
she's the best player.
We will remain to be seen what will happen. But so long as she's playing along with her teammates, that's the key thing.
Yep. Well, Dick, we'll certainly be watching tomorrow. It's going to be a great day and a day and evening of soccer, and we'll talk about it more next week. Thanks a lot.
A day of drama, guys.
Good luck to Canada. I hope they go through. Dick Howard here on bye-bye, Dick. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll go live to the site of U.S.-Guatemala tomorrow, Kansas City, Kansas, and we'll be joined by Michael Lewis, and we'll be announcing the 2012 Lancers Wall of Fame class. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Conservative. WYSL. You're listening to the new home of Salem Network News, 92.1 FM, 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon, Rochester. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Buy Rochester Lancers season tickets, get free Salvatore's pizza for a year. That's right, for a very limited time, buy Lancers season tickets and receive free pizza for the entire year. Get your seats now, call 872-KICK or online at rochesterlancers.com. The Lancers home opener is Saturday, November 10th at 7 p.m. Again, mark your calendars. This year's home opener is Saturday, November 10th. 872-KICK, rochesterlancers.com. Free pizza and the Lancers. Feel the kick.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2012 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 17 years. Rhinos season tickets for next year are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK. Check out the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2013.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come.
The perfect bumper music for... Usually we have New York, New York, but I think this is more appropriate tonight because we are going to beautiful Kansas City, Kansas, the home of one of the nicest stadiums in MLS, Live Strong Soccer Park, where the United States men's national team will face Guatemala tomorrow at 7 o'clock on ESPN2 for the chance to get into the final six of World Cup qualifying. We're joined now by our good friend Michael Lewis. Michael's appearance brought to you by Salins Packing Company and Salins Meat. You can get them at good supermarkets and locations around Rochester. Salins premium quality since 1869. Michael, how you doing tonight? How is Kansas City out there?
First of all, thank you for having me on. It is a beautiful day in Kansas City. Temperatures must have been in the 70s. Tomorrow it's supposed to be 81 degrees, a high of 81, which is remarkable anytime this time of the year in these parts. So I think the temperature will get a little lower for game time, but it's absolutely beautiful here.
You're lucky over there, Mike, because it's gloomy and cold in Rochester.
It's not that cold.
And snow is in the horizon.
Ouch. I remember I lived there for 10 and a half years, and it doesn't surprise me, unfortunately.
I kind of miss you, Mike. You should come back here.
It all depends on the Red Bulls.
I enjoy visiting, seeing old friends. I try to use soccer as a reason to see people, and hopefully it'll be up for the Hall of Fame inductions for the Rochester Lancers on November 17th.
That's what we're here to talk about. We're going to announce officially the six members of the Lancers Wall of Fame. And the first one we announced last week is Nelson Capello, the fourth played for the Lancers and the Rochester Flash, and has been the coach of MCC men's soccer for over 20 years and already in two Hall of Fames himself, the Junior College Men's Soccer Hall of Fame and the Brockport State Hall of Fame.
And don't forget the Italian American Sports Hall of Fame.
He's in three. So this is going to be a fourth Hall of Fame.
Fourth, yeah.
That's a lot of Hall of Fames. Yeah. But let's go down and announce the players now. And again, these are three gentlemen who have not only played here for the Lancers, but also have been involved in soccer and coaching from the youth level all the way up into college. And Joe, let's start with the first member on the list, one of the original Lancers.
Well, Tito Laurini, of course, everybody knows. He played with the Italian American Sports Club, and then he came up with the Lancers. And he contributed a lot. He's active still in soccer. He's a referee right now, and he's not only a deserving soccer player, but he's also a deserving gentleman because Tito is a gentleman.
And Tito was also the first women's soccer coach at my alma mater, St. John Fisher. Matter of fact, the women's soccer team started at Fisher when I was a student there. So certainly he is a pioneer for women's soccer, not only for men's, but also for women's soccer.
And he produced a beautiful soccer player, his daughter. She became very prominent in soccer.
Yes.
So Marianne was very, very good.
Yes, she was. So player number two,
a guy that is Brazilian by birth, Italian by name, and while his father and mother, they immigrated from Italy, but he was born in Brazil, and what a gentleman. You know,
Mauro Felipe.
Mauro is also going to be inducted this year in the Italian American Sports Hall of Fame, besides being inducted in the Lancer Hall of Fame.
That's a busy year for him. And of course, he was very active in the youth coaching.
And then, of course, we got the guy that made soccer famous in Rochester, along with Charlie Shano, the voice of the Lancer, Wynn Fuller.
He's the first media inductee into the Hall of Fame.
What a guy. I mean, everybody that knows Fuller, and Wayne, as I call him, they know that this guy was a refined gentleman. He was the voice of the Lancers. And not only...
He also worked in the front office,
and,
too.
Yeah, he worked in one front office, and he dedicated so much time for soccer. And then...
Michael, give us your comments on Wayne Fuller. I know like Mauro Felipe and Tito were before your time, but I know you worked with Wayne for most of your time here in Rochester.
A true professional. An excellent radio announcer, and when he moved into the front office, the public relations... one of the best public relations people I've ever encountered, and he worked through some tough times there, through some tough crises. And basically he told the ownership at one time, I hope I'm not saying anything out of school, but it is 32 years later, he said he doesn't want to know about stuff, so he doesn't lie to the media. And I think that tells you a lot about Wayne's character right there.
And, of course, Wayne was also, he also broadcast to the Rochester Ravens, and correct on that one,
correct.
Joe. And also, of course, it was for many years has broadcasted Batavia, Class A baseball. So,
I can only tell you that in my travels with the team, Wayne and I share rooms. So,
you got some stories then.
So, you're talking about honesty and a guy that is humble. You can't find a better guy than Wayne. I mean, honestly, I think he should change his name to Honest Wayne.
Then he sounds much like a politician. But one more player we're going to induct, and certainly a gentleman who had a tremendous impact on the Lancers as a franchise, played here for many years, and he's also the coach of Cardinal Mooney High School. Maybe my neighbor Dan Sullivan next door, he was a player under our final player inductee, the captain of the 1970 Rochester Lancers championship team. Charlie Mitchell will be inducted. Of course, he's spent many years now in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area working with youth soccer. He has his own club there, and he played for 10 seasons in the North American Soccer League, native of Scotland, and certainly one of the toughest men you'd ever want to face on a soccer pitch.
I can remember that he always used to scrape his thighs because he used to always go on a sliding tackle. Charlie was one of the guys that the toughest guy that I ever met, but above all, he's one of the guys, along with a few others, that was very, very devoted to the team. And when we lost, he cried. When we win, we had a few beers together.
Now, Michael, were you with the covering the Lancers when Charlie played here, or did you cover him when he was on one of the opposition teams playing against the Lancers?
In my first year in 1975, I had the privilege of covering Charlie, class act on and off the field. And I just thinking of the best way to describe Charlie as a player is here's someone who has loads of talent, but always worked hard and demanded more of himself than anyone else on the team. And that's what a professional is all about. I don't think he ever had, if he had a bad game, it was not because he didn't try, but you're talking about a perennial NAS All-Star and, like I said, a class act off the field, too. And I can't think of a better person to be in the on the Wall of Fame.
He was a captain in and out of the field as well, because
he was a leader.
He led by example.
That's right. And hopefully we'll be able to bring Charlie in from Tulsa for the induction ceremony. And we also have one more inductee to announce, and this will be in the media area, and this is a surprise. We are very proudly inducting Michael Lewis into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Wall of Fame this year.
Do you know Michael, that guy?
Yeah, I think we know him. But
no.
Michael, you are a treasure for this city and what you did for the Lancers. And, of course, you've gone on to such great things in your career, one of the preeminent soccer journalists in the United States. So congratulations. This is a surprise we wanted to spring on you tonight.
You're telling me, first of all, thank you very much for the honor. Much appreciated. I'm stunned, almost speechless. I'll say this about these two gentlemen. Andrew sent me, Andrew and I, and Joe, I think, could keep secrets because they sent me the itinerary. I don't know, what you call it, but what they wanted to do on the radio show, and they listed five people in the Hall of Fame, not me, keeping it away away from me. So I guess I'm going to have to come up now, definitely on the 17th, and I think my wife, Joy, will be joining me as well, too. But it's a great honor. I mean, I really enjoy visiting Rochester. I'm looking forward to seeing old friends, you gentlemen as well, too, and watching the Lancers play again indoors.
Mike, I can only say this, that, you know, people that write about anything, people that write, they have, they develop a way of expressing and making what they write about, that if you read, when you read their reporting, you can actually see the game. And you happen to be one of those guys in the days, you never really did anything that would jeopardize the organization like some other people did. And, you know, my compliment to you, and I'm very honored that, you know, we have been able to bestow to you this honor, because you not only deserve it, but you kind of earned it. So my congratulations.
Well, I don't know what I can say, but just thank you very much. There are a few times in life that I can be speechless, and I think this is one of them. So I think it's maybe better I keep my mouth shut.
Well, the other thing that we should add to this, that we should say thank you to Sam Fantuzzo and the Lancers, because without him, recognize who we are, probably this not been able to be possible. So from if Sam is listening, thank you from all of us.
I'm sure Sam is listening. Yeah. He always listens to our show.
And thanks for making it possible.
So, Mike, we don't want you to be speechless, so we only have a couple minutes, but give us your impression on tomorrow night's match. I know you probably watched the U.S. practice today, and Klinsmann came out and say they're going to play to win tomorrow, and I'm glad to hear that, because you always should play to win and not play to tie. So what do you think is going to happen tomorrow night?
Well, I think you hit it right on the nose. If you go out and play to tie, you're like halfway in the grave. If you go out and play to win, there's a good chance you're going to get the 3 points. I'm not saying it always happens. You know, you put everything into a super-duper brainiac computer. You know, the U.S. should beat Guatemala at home. Simple as that. Of course, it's not played in computers. It's played on the field. But still saying that the U.S. should win. It's these crazy scenarios. A tie will qualify both the U.S. and Guatemala. And even if one of the teams lose, if Jamaica loses or ties with Antigua, I'm not going to get too more technical than that, but the loser of that U.S.-Guatemala game could go in. So, but saying that, the U.S. is a better team than Guatemala, and they should win. Guatemala is not a bad team at all, don't get me wrong. Carlos Ruiz, I've been watching him for the last 12 years, dangerous striker. Marco Papa used to play for the Chicago Fire, now plays in Greece, scored a spectacular free kick against the U.S. to give the Central Americans a 1-1 draw in June. So I think it's going to be a close game, and I'll tell you what my prediction will be in tomorrow in Tropical. I said U.S. 2, Guatemala 1.
Well, I think it really comes down to marking Carlos Ruiz out of the game. If he doesn't score, if he scores, Guatemala could get a result. I think if they keep him off the board, the U.S. will win the game, because he's their man. He's the one who gave them that win against Jamaica on Friday, and when all rights, Guatemala should not have won that match, and somehow they got a result. And I know Jamaica's rooting for a win by either team, so I think they have a good chance to get a big result against Antigua playing at home. And I'm very impressed by Jamaica. They're going to be a tough team for anybody to beat. I think Guatemala would probably be the least favored team of the six if they got into the final round.
Well, who's Guatemala missing? They're missing some of their...
They're missing three of their starters.
Three of their starters.
So that is going to certainly be an effect. They're going to be missing Carlos Gallardo, Elias Vasquez, and Luis Rodriguez. They're all injured. And Alejandro Galindo is also out as well. So they're not... I mean, the U.S. will not be at full strength, but neither will Guatemala. So.
And Mike, I saw your post on Tropical about the different scenarios for the qualification for tomorrow, and I was as I was reading it through, I was getting a little dizzy when I got to that one where it said if the USA loses, but then Jamaica loses.
Oh. And I think
you need a PhD. Yeah.
Well, I have to admit, I did not do that. I said, I think the very first word, I said, this is what U.S. soccer did. I mean, whoever did it for U.S. soccer did a marvelous job of getting every scenario there, because I wouldn't know where to begin. I could only do the simple ones, but the ones that need calculus for is a lot more difficult, and quite frankly, they did a marvelous job, so I give credit to them, but it does get complicated, and I really hope we don't have to go to Plan Z to solve things, because I just hope the teams make it easy for everyone. But, you know, cool. That's the reason why sports is we watch sports, why I cover sports, why you gentlemen have been a part of it, because we don't know what's going to happen. It's not like a situation comedy on TV. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm watching the U.S. Antigua game on Friday night, and I had another lead up there saying Antigua pulled off a giant upset by holding the U.S. to a 1-1 draw at 89-59. The second time in my life I've seen someone score at that time, Gene Strenister, in the 1976 NASL playoffs against the Rochester Lancers. But Eddie Johnson scores with 1 second left in regulation to boost the U.S. So to quote someone, a philosopher from another sport, Yogi Berra, it ain't over till it's over. And you just don't know what's going to happen in this game, and that's what makes sports so fun.
Well, we're going to be watching it on ESPN2 tomorrow. It's going to be a great match, and I know that we'll probably somehow be watching the other match, Jamaica against Antigua, and then Canada plays at 4 o'clock. We'll certainly be watching that one, rooting for the Canadians. I'd love to be able to go to a World Cup qualifier in Toronto. That would be a thrill and a dream for me to do that, and all of us. So, Michael, thank you again so much. Again, congratulations on the being one of the members of the Lancer Wall of Fame class of 2012. We'll certainly have you on again before the induction ceremonies. Have fun tomorrow night.
Congratulations, Mike.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and thanks for the surprise. You've made my day, probably made my week. Thank you again.
Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the new head coach of the MISL Rochester Lancers, Jim Hesch, here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with 6 locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kooja Kooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And we're back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Suriani, and Sam Mongiovi. And now happy to be joined by the new head coach of the MISL Rochester Lancers, Jim Hesch. And Jim's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Get your season tickets for the 2012-2013 season. 872-KICK. The home opener is Saturday, November 10th, against the Chicago Soul at the Blue Cross Arena. Jim, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on being named the head coach.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. And why don't you tell us about what it's like for you to move from the assistant coach position you were in last year up to the head coach?
It's going to be challenging. I enjoyed my time as the assistant coach. I think it was a great learning experience. Coming from Canisius College, where I spent 10 years as a head coach, and then stepping into an assistant coach role, it's a lot better. It lets you sit back and enjoy the coaching aspect. It's not as much pressure. So a year or two off of being a head coach, I enjoyed that time, and now I'm just looking forward to get back into the head coaching ranks.
And, of course, you had a lot of experience in indoor soccer, 8 years, and played with the Philadelphia Kicks, won a title with them, started with Harrisburg, and played along with the Buffalo Blizzard right down the road here. So I know that being a player coming into the coaching role, how is that helping you being an indoor coach, having played the indoor game?
Hopefully it's going to be an easy transition. I spent the bulk of my playing career playing indoor soccer, played for many coaches, many different organizations. So I got to see a lot of different things, both good and bad. So I try to take the good things I learned and duplicate them, and also take into consideration some of the bad things I've seen and try not to duplicate those things.
Jim, this is Joe Suriani. I too want to congratulate you for your new job. Tell us a little bit about what your plans are to make the Lancer competitive this year.
We're hopeful to build on the experiences we had last year. We've got Mauricio Salas coming back, Dougie Miller coming back, so we're not going to be short of scoring goals. We're gonna ride those two to as far as we can take them, and hopefully they can put up the same type of numbers they did last year. And then on the defensive side of things, we've got Jake Schindler, Kyle Mancik, Brayton Knapp, and of course Pat Hannigan coming back. So we're hopeful that they can build on their first seasons and what Pat brought to the table, coming in and being one of the top goalkeepers in the league. We've got two things that a lot of teams might not have. We've got goal scorers and we've got a goalkeeper. And if we can fit some of the rest of the pieces to the puzzle in with some local guys, some guys we saw at the combine, some other guys I'm in contact with, it should be a great year.
Jim, when is the first chance the fans will get to see the Lancers maybe in some exhibition action?
I'm talking with the front office pretty much every day, and that's one of the things I've got in mind. I just got to try to sort it out with possibly the arena. That might be tough, but I got to sort it out with the total sports experience, see if there's a night we can get the field and maybe throw a blue-gold or a red-white, a blue-white kind of inter-squad scrimmage and invite all the fans out to that. It's in the works. We don't have anything set yet.
There is another plan that this might be a dinner at the Italian American Sports Club, welcoming the Lancers, so it's in the making. So people might be able to meet the players there.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Always looking forward to having a good meal at the Italian-American Sport Club. Jim, thanks for joining us tonight.
All those experiences. Sam talks very, very highly of all the establishments out in Rochester. And I've been coming in. I live in Buffalo, but I've been traveling in and out more frequently than I did last year. And I've enjoyed my time so far, and I'm looking forward to my time the rest of the season.
Well, Jim, thanks for joining us. We'll definitely have you on again the show real soon. And congratulations again. We'll talk to you again soon and look forward to seeing the Lancers in action.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, Jim Hesch here on Soccer's Kick in the Grass, new head coach of the Lancers. I want to thank Jim and Rich Randall from the Lancers setting that up. And also Michael Lewis, one of the new members of the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame. Don't forget, U.S. Guatemala tomorrow, 7 o'clock on ESPN2 and the Lancers home opener November 10th at the Blue Cross Arena against Chicago. This has been Andrew Battisti with Sam Mongiovi, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Do this again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL. 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.